The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Everybody grab your shot.
I'll grab my gulp. Here you go, Tyler.
All right.
All right.
Help.
Everyone, here's to the Friday. Cheers, boys. Happy hour begins.
ESPN 97.5, bitches.
How?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's tough to...
Ooh.
Oh, my God, no.
That's poison.
I hate that listener.
I can't talk right now.
Oh.
You're out on negativity today.
No, I'm no negativity, man.
Not during Friday, the happy hour show.
No.
You're not going to bring Fred down.
Okay, everybody, and speaking of non-negativity, everybody wants my hurricane prediction? All right, so here we go. This is my prediction. Vinton, Louisiana, you're going to get rain and a storm, and it's not going to be that bad because the media is going to oversell this damn thing, and it's going to Vinton, Louisiana. No okay. Houston, no Beaumont.
That's where it is.
If it does hit us, it ain't going to be that bad.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. And sorry, every weather person in the city that I just killed your ratings. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron will read it. Although I think it's been about 3 weeks since Aaron's had a Facebook message. So, yeah. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. Comment there. If you missed the first 2 hours, then you missed happy hour, which we drank Danish stuff. Is that Denmark or the Netherlands? I'm always confused. It's white people in Europe.
Right? Yep. White Europeans.
Yeah. And then we've just kind of been having fun ever since, and all good. And apparently I pissed people off by saying I would definitely shoot a human being who was trying to kill my dog. Sorry. My dogs are more important to me than evil human beings who would hurt a dog.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, but and then King was asking, Fred, don't you have a Dalmatian? Yeah, my little dog is, well, she'll be 2 years old in November. She's a Dalmatian, and... basically, I spend all day with my dogs, so I care about my dogs. Sorry. I've been training her to do frisbee catching, and we're training her for... She's actually going to be a competition dog, so we spend a lot of time with her. Yeah, if you try to hurt that dog, I'm going to react in a violent way.
You're like a pageant dad.
Not yet, because she's not good yet. Although, I got to tell you,
is this one of those things like where you're just pushing her even though she's not good at
no,
it?
No, because she's actually really good at it. It's just a matter
you
of
you just getting, said she's not good yet.
Well, she's not competition good yet. We've only been training on Frisbees for 2 weeks. And I got to tell you, like today I did 3 sessions with her. I make sure we throw 5 good Frisbees because sometimes, you know, I'm an old. I screw up the throws. And I wanted her to catch at least 3. Today, she caught every single one. And some of them were like 25, 30 yards. So we haven't gotten to the part of the training where it's, you know, the long run thing. But, you know, I actually bought a book on this. You can make fun of me. Go ahead. I bought a book on how to train a dog to catch a disc. Apparently, Frisbee gets pissed off if you say Frisbee because it's their company. Okay. Even though the disc I am throwing is a Frisbee disc.
So you can say Frisbee then?
If I want to.
You're a good name, Bram. Look at you. You're buying the best stuff.
Well, you know what? They want to sponsor me. I'm happy to do that.
It's like me buying $350 bats for my kids.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you know, it's funny. I was going to say, before you make fun of me for this, it's not much different because she actually has...
Well, it is different because these are my children.
Yeah, but I don't have children anymore. I mean, I have children, but they're grown up. And by the way, I don't know if you saw this. Well, I'll get to this in a minute. Remind me to talk about Penn State's freshman orientation. But... No, but this dog is like a kid right now because I don't have anything else. And so, yeah, she's doing rally training with the wife, and she's doing Frisbee training with me and for competition. So we're going to – and it's not going to cost us as much as buying $500 baseball bats, I can tell you that. But it gives us something to do, and it's fun, and she enjoys it, and she's really good at it. So, you know, it's not something we set out to do, but it's kind of like, hey, the dog loves this. Let's have some fun. But Bill says, Fred, when you're Frisbee training your dog, do you throw one of Lance's briskets? Oh, man. No, I do not throw one of Lance's briskets. But yeah, so we're
cold-blooded on that.
Yeah, so we're going to, she's already entered in a rally competition, and Val's been working really hard with her. And then I'm working to get her up to speed so that we can do a disc competition.
Okay. Just to have what's a rally competition? What is that?
It's like they do all these tricks and run between your legs and stuff. It's not something I'm interested in. They've been going to classes for a year now over it. So,
all right. So.
What's her 40 time, Fred? Lance put a 6-round projection on her. Man, I'll say this. That is a fast freaking dog. So, and she loves, like, and I've taken some pictures and put them on the Instagram, but I still cannot get the photo where she's like 6 feet in the air catching the Frisbee because, all right, sorry, I'm throwing the Frisbee and then trying to take the photo.
In a matter. Why don't you have your wife take a picture?
Yeah, because she's never home. She works all the time, man.
Isn't it the area, like, fenced in?
Yeah.
So you need to get one of those little tripods that wraps around fences.
No. It's not, one of those, it's like, not fenced like
Instagram
that.
Instagram hoe.
Or just set it up on your,
like,
set it up and have it videoing when you throw the Frisbee.
Except, you know, it's the ball has to be in the right place. I mean, it's not that easy to do. What I need is for somebody to actually say, okay, I'm going to throw her the Frisbee, you take the picture, or vice versa. I need a second person, but, you know, the wife's
just need to take a video and take a screenshot of the video.
Yeah, I could do that if I could get the video. It's not as easy as it sounds. I've tried all of this, believe me. And I'm a pretty good photographer. I am.
You sound like you're not.
But this is, well, but think about this, okay? All right, well, let's say this. You're throwing a pitch to your kid, and then you're going to try to take a picture of him hitting it.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would set up the video. I would set up the camera to take video of it.
Except the difference is the kid's always at home plate. The dog is moving around. You can't get him in one place. So, like, imagine, like, four home plates.
But the great thing about that video is it'll be running the entire time, so you could try multiple times, and presumably one of those times it would happen in the screen, right?
You would hope, yeah. But it's so far I've had no luck. All right. All I'm saying. But anyway, and I know you're going to make fun of me for this, but it gives me something to do to go out and actually train her and work with her, just like you work with your kids. It's just you have kids, I don't. My daughter apparently has gone to the worst university in the world for partying because apparently
she'll be back in 10 days. She'll be back with COVID.
You know, I don't worry about her too much because she really is very, very scared of getting COVID.
Oh, everybody is until the party starts. And they're like,
you know, the thing is she didn't even go see my grandmother and my mom before she left because she was scared of passing it on to them. And I don't know, did you see the whole Penn State thing where they had to call out the cops? They had this huge freshman party. Now, I did text her and ask her if she was there. But there was a twerk off. There was a bomb threat.
Was she twerking?
I don't want to say anything. I have not heard back from my daughter since I asked her. I sent her the story.
Katie.
I sent her a link to the story, and I said, please tell me that you weren't part of this. And
I hope she was.
But no. Knowing her, I'm pretty sure when she saw that many people out there without masks, she would have gone right back to the dorm.
Okay.
Because she really is paranoid, more so than I am. Like, she would not even, like, I told her before she left, hey, come to steak night with us. She's like, no, I don't want to be around people right now. And I'm like, okay. So I'm pretty sure she wasn't at the twerk party. But to be fair, as a parent, she has not texted me back. So, you should look up some of the videos. And so the president actually had to come out and make a statement. Says, I asked students flaunting the university's health and safety expectations a simple question. Do you want to be the person responsible for sending everyone home?
And everyone looked at each other and was like, if it happens, it happens.
What do you got?
This is the president of the university, right?
Right. Not Trump. No,
it wasn't the president.
You just said the president, and I was like.
No, president of the university, because if it were Trump, he'd be like, there's good and bad people on both sides.
The virus, it's not going to get you at Penn State. Poof, it'll just disappear. Don't worry.
It's summer.
As long as Pennsylvania votes for Trump, it won't hit Pennsylvania as hard. College kids, go out. Just remember, we're going to make America great again.
Yeah, that's not
get
bad.
To your polling location.
Listen to you, Aaron. That's not bad.
Do not attempt to mail in your ballot. No mail-in ballots will be accepted.
But he says this behavior cannot and will not be tolerated. We have said from the beginning, health and safety is our priority. And if the university needs to pivot to fully remote instruction, we will. They're basically saying, bitches, we're going to send you home. But yeah, that's what you don't want to see as a parent. Your daughter's first week at Penn State, which I know nothing about. And then it's a national story. All right. Who is this? I like this song, too.
Gob.
I hate this song.
I like this song.
I don't like the punk pop. Fred loves punk pop.
This was my wheelhouse, so.
Crank that up. Make AJ like it.
I'm not going to like this.
No, come on.
These are talentless musicians.
It's your right as an American to like this or else.
No, it's not.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Dude, I like this song. Crank this up. Who is this?
Blink-182.
Okay.
More pop punk.
Yeah. This is 2003.
They're the kings of pop punk.
Yeah. They still put on a hell of a show.
I don't know who the kings of pop punk are, them or Green Day.
I'll go Green Day, but
technically Green Day, because Green Day's already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and I love Green Day, but I like these guys. Make fun of me. I don't care.
They were in that hardcore punk / grunge era and then pivoted from that to make pop punk.
Yeah, they've been around for a lot longer. And Blink-182 keeps breaking up because one of the guys is a lunatic.
I mean, they're still together.
He's doing
UFO stuff.
Alien stuff.
Like I said, one of the guys is a lunatic.
Hey, watch that.
Yeah.
There's more than one ancient astronaut theorist out there. And, you know, he's like a different level than I am.
But I have to agree with AJ. If you listen to his interview with Joe Rogan about 45 minutes in, you go, oh, God, he did some weird drug on tour. And it just screwed his mind up.
Well, that happens. Sometimes we have a weird thing happens and we turn a different way. You know?
Took permanent effects on him.
You haven't experienced this yet, but you will. You're going to have a beer one day, and next thing you know, you're going to come out and start talking about, Fred, you're not going hard enough on these aliens. They're out there. I've seen them. You need to push more.
There are three more of these barrel-aged beers from our good friend Gustav over at Sierra Nevada, so I looked at them. You guys choose the one you want.
Okay.
And I'll take the third one that's left over.
All right, that's cool. I think I've had all of them now. Maybe there's one that I might not have had yet. Maybe I'll take that one. But
okay.
I had them, but during the lockdown, I kind of drank them all.
Fair enough. Okay. I got a note today from David Graham at Carbach with some good news.
Yeah.
Hey, AJ, just wanted to let you know we are opening the pub back up on Thursday with various daily specials, Astros, Rockets, watch parties. He says I'll send you some details on Monday, but they will be opening up on Thursday. You'll be able to go back to Carbach, drink their delicious beer in their delicious tap room, and watch your Astros and your Rockets less than a week from today.
You know it wouldn't suck?
What?
How about us having a roadshow there since they're reopening?
Maybe so.
I mean, there's very few places on the planet that would be appropriate for us to return to action. I think that would be one.
Lamont sends a really, really funny but true thing. You know 2020 has been a total disaster when a hurricane is headed directly at you and you're like, meh. I mean, it's kind of true. It's like, what's this hurricane going to do to us?
Dude, we listen. The you know, I always talk about the positives of the COVID thing. like less traffic. Although today, God, people were driving so stupid. People are just running red lights now for no reason because they think there's nobody else on the road. I've seen more accidents in the last 3 days than I would see on a normal day, but forget that. But some of the positives are less traffic, less pollution. The thing is, by now, dude, we've taken every blow we can take, right? Unless you bring zombies. And I think even then, I'm ready for that. But, yeah, hurricane, screw you. What's the worst you can do? Okay, so we're on lockdown for 3 days. Guess what? 3 days? I can do 3 days in my sleep, bitches. We can handle anything, guys. We've proven that. So, and this one isn't nothing. This is nothing. I mean, this is nothing compared to stuff we've already dealt with. And could anything be worse than what we've already had to handle here with the Rona? I'm going to go no.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And you know what? I'm glad people are just saying, big deal. Because I'm sick of the media making these things into we need to be scared to death. Oh, and I saw some of my friends on Twitter, and it really kind of like, make sure you stock up on water and be safe, everyone. Oh, my God. We're already on lockdown, bitches. We hardly go anywhere. I've got plenty of alcohol in my closet. I'm fine. You're all fine. If it rains for a couple days, woo. Man, we did 51 inches of rain during Harvey. You don't think we can handle a little bitch-ass hurricane that doesn't even have a name yet that's barely north of Yucatan? Yeah, come on. Hey, can we do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the
Day? Yes.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
We go to, you'll never guess what state.
Florida.
And, okay, on the surface, this sounds kind of normal, right? Three men were arrested after they seized, they had $150,000 in cash, an AK-47, a Smith & Wesson, cell phones, iPads, jewelry, designer handbags, ammunition, blank checks, fraudulent debit and credit cards, and a stolen vehicle. Zion O'Dane Denver Hall, that may be the best name ever for a criminal, 21 years old. Tyrick Devontae Williams, 19, and Tremaine Raekwon Hill, 18, were arrested. They are accused of being part of a criminal organization committing burglaries, armed burglaries, fraud, gun thefts, and other criminal acts throughout South Florida. Care to guess how they were caught?
Do tell.
They had already been arrested on another charge, and they all had ankle monitors. And, of course, while wearing their ankle monitors, they broke into another place.
Well, when the police doesn't seem smart.
And the police were waiting for him outside. It's like, oh, my God. Guys, come on. But, yeah, they were already on pretrial release on bail, waiting their trial for a lot of other stuff, wearing ankle monitors. And, of course, the police just basically followed the ankle monitors to another place they were trying to rob. They were taken into custody. And now, no bail. They're awaiting trial.
Not wise.
I love it. I love it. It's like, yeah, you know what? They're not going to notice.
No, I'm sure they won't track us via these tracking devices.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Twitch Bill says, I love when people say, stay safe. I'm always like, I'm so glad you reminded me. I was about to go car surfing. That is one. Yeah, this is going to also sound, I've already kind of pissed off liberals today, so I might as well just keep going. All my friends in like New York, like whenever I end a phone conversation with them, stay safe. It's like, you know what? I think I'm going to go stand in the middle of the road here and try to get hit by a bus. I'm kind of with you on that. But and he also mentioned the Korean fried chicken there. Yes, they have very good poutine. The Korean fried chicken's great. What's that other thing that they have that I love so much?
That Carbot?
Yeah. food there is fantastic.
They used to have poutine. I don't know if they still do.
Well, I don't know if they were still doing it because they were, though. It's funny because when they came into the studio, I was kind of telling them, here's some tips on poutine. And then the next time I went out there, they'd done it. And it was like, oh, my God, it's so good. But, you know, who knows, man? It's the Ronaverse. Who knows if it's the same thing? So, he says, B. Hannon says, when someone asks how you doing, let them know how you're really doing. It's like, well, day's not going very well. And, you know, I'm broke. And I'm too bored to masturbate. Yeah, that's my day.
Well, there you go.
I'll tell people when they ask me, because most people are just trying to be nice, you know. They don't want to hear the truth, though. If they say, how are you doing? They don't want to hear if it's a bad day, right?
Nobody likes that.
No, it's like, my day sucks.
If someone says, how's it going? You say, all right, if you're having a bad day. Or you can say, it's going great, if it is going great. Nobody wants you to go, oh, it's I've had a really hard day. No one cares.
No, they really don't want to hear that.
They're just making conversation.
Yeah. And
just like when someone says, what's up? They just want you to say, what's up back? They don't want you to go, oh, well, you know, I'm doing this. No one cares. They're making small talk.
Yeah. So like if somebody asks me what's up, I'm like, airplanes, my penis, you know, things like that, just to see how
they say, hey, what's going on? When you say what's up, that's what I do.
All right. Quick break.
30 minutes left in the week, Fred.
Yeah, I'm
are you drinking coffee now?
Yeah, I'm sobering up.
Coffee's for closers, Fred.
Well, I'm closing. We got 30 minutes left.
All yeah, right. You better not Osuna.
You know how you always mess with me is about how I snap sober. About 6:15 I snap sober.
Okay. So you ready for another beer then?
Nope, no more beer.
Let's do it.
I got to drive home.
Do it.
And I actually have a breathalyzer in the vehicle before I leave. So if I'm over 0.04, I'm not driving. I'm calling an Uber. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A32 says Laura has moved westward towards the mouth of the Mississippi, saying it can move more and hit Texas, which means both storms hitting us. Not good. Okay, first off, as a professional storm predictor, there's no way in hell both storms are hitting us. And here's why. Like, when a storm does hit, it cools things off, and it's not going to pull the other storm with it. All right? Steven, the weather guy, can confirm this. So we're not getting two storms, and Laura's not hitting us because Laura's that's Florida storm. It's going to Florida. You can stop with the negativity and the whole scare tactics. It's not going to happen. All right?
I ain't scared of that.
You know, whatever tropical depression 14 or what's the other word they use for those things? Not depression, but before tropical depression, invest 14. That's what it is.
What do they call it?
Invest. You know what? It may hit us, but it's going to be a little bit storm. It's not going to be a big deal. It's going to be gone in a day. It's going to be just like when it rains all day, and that's the end of it. Somebody says Fujiwara effect. That sounds very professional. Somebody else says storms can combine. You know the only storm that ever combined? Superstorm Sandy. And you know what that was? That was not two hurricanes. That was one hurricane, and that was a freaking blizzard. And somehow it got together and formed a hurri-blizzard. So, no, these two storms are not going to combine. So, I'm telling you, you guys can use your science, fine. I'm a gambler. I go on percentages. And I'll just tell you, Vinton, Louisiana is even money.
Okay.
All right. Based on my years of experience as a not really a meteorologist or a scientist or anything like that, but guy who just watches hurricanes and says, oh, yeah, that one's not coming. So, Ray says, I just got an alert from ABC 13 talking about the Fujiwara effect. Okay, that's, see, now they're going to try to scare you into this. I don't know who Fujiwara is. I'm going to guess it's Akira Fujiwara, some kind of meteorologist who made up this thing. The other thing, by the way, were you guys getting Amber Alerts today?
Yeah, I got one yesterday and today.
Did you also get one from your weather app?
No.
Because I have AccuWeather on my phone. Aaron, do you have AccuWeather?
No.
Why do you guys not have AccuWeather? That seems like something you would have.
I don't
have,
care.
Because you're kind of a NASA nerd. And
I have Twitter.
Well, I've also turned off the storm and the Amber Alert notifications.
You don't care about Amber Alerts?
Not that I don't care, but I turned it off when I used to have to be at work at 4 a.m. And at 1:48, when my alarm went off at 2:15, my phone woke up me and my wife, and I threw my phone against the wall.
Are you asking to be switched to the morning show?
No.
You threw your phone against the wall?
Yeah.
You've got rage issues,
yeah,
dude.
I know.
I was also asleep. My wife told me about it.
Did we not just have this conversation yesterday?
Aaron's a rage monster.
Lighten the bleep up? Well, for those of you who do have AccuWeather, they repeat the Amber Alerts. But thankfully, it also ends at 4:35 p.m. because apparently they keep the weather tag on the end of it. Amber Alert, so-and-so, 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 until 4:45 p.m. today. So fortunately, after 4:45, you don't have to worry about the Amber Alert.
Yeah, one of their web guys is probably going to have to fix that.
Just saying. My for Grant says, Weather Channel app greater than AccuWeather. You know what, though? You're probably right, but I got too many apps on my phone to add more weather apps, so I'm kind of sticking with this one. What else do we need to get to here at 6:36? We only have, like...
Well, tonight is the debut of my brother-in-law's show on Discovery Channel.
Is that really him?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Okay.
Why?
Because I was just watching it. I was like, maybe AJ is meaning like my brother-in-law is like this guy.
No, that's actually him.
Okay, so you know somebody who obviously has people in touch at Discovery.
Yeah.
Why don't we parlay this into building our own game show?
Discovery Channel doesn't do game shows.
But they're owned by a big conglomerate. They're not independent.
I think
they're owned by the NBC Corp.
Well, also because my brother-in-law also told Discovery Channel to piss off when they finished recording this thing. So there's not going to be a season two.
Mm. Not wise, guys.
Yeah. So the premise of the show, it's called 100 Days Wild, I believe is the name of it. And the premise is... my brother-in-law, who lives out in like the middle of nowhere, Alaska, like he's 200 miles from civilization, really. And they're looking to have more people come out there and build like a community, not like live in the same neighborhood or anything, but like cover several miles of territory so they don't use up all the natural resources in one area at a time. So they brought in 7 people from different backgrounds, and they're going to see if any of them are a good fit with my brother-in-law, who, truth be told, not an easy guy to get along with. He's a bit, I would call him difficult. So it's going to be interesting that I 100% expect, and especially knowing the fact that he said that he told them there won't be a season two, it means that there definitely is going to be conflict between him and some of these people who come in. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I mean, do we know if any of these 7 people mysteriously disappeared during it?
Don't know. He said there's only so much he can say because he's got an NDA. He told me we'll discuss everything at the end of the series. I think it's 7 or 8 episodes, but it comes on at 8 o'clock tonight. If you're interested in it, I don't get any money if you guys give him good ratings, but it is something to watch if you're looking for something.
The trailer did look fun.
I mean, it should be interesting.
I'll probably hit the record on it because Lucifer dropped today. First 8 episodes of the last kind of split season. So I'll probably be watching. I'll be binging Lucifer.
Okay.
And you should get on the poker site because there's an 8 p.m. tournament tonight, and it's.
I just told you at 8 p.m. my brother-in-law's show debuts. So play, I'm going to be watching.
Play it. Poker while you're watching TV. That's what I do.
Yeah, I don't do that. That's when kinda... I play poker, I'm playing poker.
Yeah, but 90% of the time when you're playing poker, it's just fold.
That's true.
Yeah, so you can. I mean, I do that all the time. I'll watch TV and play poker. It's probably what I'm doing tonight. Probably play the 8 p.m. tournament and watch Lucifer. I mean, I mean, unless it's like the old site where you get aces every two hands, and you're not really that involved. So, yeah, Aaron, you ought to get in on this, man.
I'm kind of busy at 8 o'clock.
That's true. You weren't last
I tried
night.
To play.
You know, I thought later that, well, you know what? We have like 2 p.m. tournaments on Saturday. You can do that.
That I might be up for.
Yeah.
Especially next weekend because the wife is working. She'll be at NASA the whole day.
Well, we should find some excuse to go drink beer somewhere. But yeah, I was thinking last night, oh, you didn't have to do late hits. I should have texted you and said, come do steak with us. I didn't think of it until later.
The wife and I had date night.
Really? You still do that?
When we can.
That's cool. That's really cute. Good for you. All right, 713-780-ESPN, 713. Somebody wants to know, is it going to be better than Naked and Afraid XL?
I don't know. I've never watched any of those shows.
Yeah. Well, it is cool that he's on there. But, you know, we could do our own show here in East Texas. Like, we could, here's a thought. Maybe we could get Discovery Channel to buy into this. And we don't do Naked and Afraid because that's
all of
done.
Discovery's shows are in Alaska. I feel like they just took a bunch of camera gear up there, and now they're like, okay, we need like 50 shows about Alaska because it took us a lot of time to get our cameras up here.
So I have a question because on the trailer it said something about being in Utah.
One of the guys is coming from Utah.
Okay.
So they're in Alaska the whole time.
Your brother-in-law.
No, my brother-in-law lives in Alaska.
Because there was a guy who said
with
he was
his
talking
lady
about
friend.
Living in a hole in Utah.
No, that,
and I was
yeah.
like, okay, then... I was wondering how they bribed him to leave civilization.
So some of these guys have already been living off-grid.
Yeah.
One of the guys has been living off-grid for 25 years, which is much longer than my brother-in-law
That's
has
That's not
been.
Your brother. Okay, so the guy with the weird made hat and everything.
No,
that was,
my
okay.
brother-in-law has really long hair and a really long beard.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it makes sense because that was my original thing is I saw the guy with the hat that looks like he made it. And I was like, holy crap. I was like, there's no way AJ's brother-in-law is that much older.
No, no. I mean, he's like, my brother-in-law's probably.
Like the guy who said he left home at 14 to go live off the land.
That's not him.
I was like, dude, there's no way.
No, but I do know that's the guy who gives the most, like he's the big problem for my brother-in-law. Like my brother, he doesn't like that guy.
I don't think anybody would.
Yeah,
really
he's
like
apparently
him.
A giant pain in the ass. And I think at some point they're like, all right, dude, you're out of here.
But
you
see,
go live on your own.
If you live out there like that and no one's around, you can kill someone like that and bury him and no one will ever know.
Unless there's Discovery Channel cameras
well,
all
what
over
if you
the place.
Killed Discovery Channel cameras?
You're just going to kill everybody?
Who's going to know?
I mean, if you kill enough of them and you just tell Discovery when they come out there and go, hey, what happened to our cameraman? Grizzly ate him.
It could happen.
Blizzard.
There are grizzlies out there.
Well, blizzard?
There are.
Yeah.
They try once a year. They like well, their big thing. They want to get a bear and they want to get a moose because that will sustain them for a long time. I think like 90% of their diet is salmon. But the problem is
that
like,
would get old.
You have to catch a certain amount of salmon before they turn into what my brother-in-law calls zombie salmon. Like salmon had
the spawning, right?
Yeah, yeah. After they spawn. They just start to rot and decay. So once they lay all their eggs, you've got to get them fast or they just turn into like this inedible fish. So that I mean, I'm sure it's all going to be documented in the show, but I don't know. Moment of honesty, if this show wasn't about my brother-in-law, I wouldn't watch it at all.
Yeah.
But I am interested because it's him.
Crank this up a little bit.
I occasionally like the Naked and Afraid stuff because I like to see I like to watch people try to survive off the land and then get bit by insects that I would never be anywhere near and go, you know what? I don't need it. Another pop punk act.
Yep. Good Charlotte, right?
Wrecked.
All right.
This band does kind of suck.
They do, but I do like this song. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, I got good news from my boys over at Carbach today. They said, AJ, guess what? We're opening the pub back up on Thursday, next Thursday. A week from yesterday, they're going to be open. And you're going to be able to sit there at Carbach and drink their delicious beer and watch their TVs and watch sports match games for the Astros and the Rockets. In fact, the Rockets, it'll be playoff sports match games. The Astros, that'll be a while, but they'll do those too. But if you've been missing going to Carbach, you've been missing that great food, you've been missing that great beer, you're going to be able to get it. And of course, you can always get it at the grocery store. They've done a real good job of keeping up with production and making sure that grocery store shelves are stocked. Even when other companies, they're running out of aluminum cans, they're running out of product. Carbach will never, ever, ever run out of product. They make millions and millions and billions of gallons daily for you to drink. And guys, when you're out and about, when you go to the grocery store, make sure you pick up some Carbach. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what's going on with the brewery and what's going on with the opening of the pub. But get out there and drink yourself some Carbach, buddy.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and this is not from a video game. I can assure you of that. Thought you were going to do everything video game on. That's okay,
there's a couple I had to throw in there.
All right. I do like this, though.
Well, what do you guys think? Was it a good show today? Did everybody have fun at happy hour? Are we the only ones enjoying happy hour?
I asked the Twitchers that like 5:30 when both of you had to run out real quick. They said they loved it.
They love happy hour.
Yep.
What about the Twitterers? Do they love happy hour?
I don't know.
I want to know from you guys, do you like happy hour today?
See, now I'm in the come down phase because I'm sobering up. And now depression is kicking in.
I want to also agree with Lamont. Quick way to know Fred is kind of tipsy or at least feeling it. I really like this song. Fred says that a lot when he's drunk.
I say a lot when I'm sober too, though. And that's not really a tell.
Lamont says he's up to 5 or 6 today.
Yeah, well, every one of those he played are from the years we talked about on Madden, which I said
I don't
like.
Think that's true. They weren't all from those games, were they?
Ever since we got done with Ike Villanueva,
okay,
all but yeah. 2 or 3, sorry, counting that last one.
Jeremy says, how about the next home series, the Astros bring in 50 to 100 underserved kids to sit socially distanced at the game? Would be easy to do and once-in-a-lifetime experience. What you think, AJ? I don't think it'd be all that easy to do, honestly.
No.
I mean, I think there's a lot more that goes into it than you think, and God forbid one of those kids gets sick
right.
And the Astros get blamed for it. That I don't think they're looking for that. They kind of, when they started the season, I think they decided that it was just not going to, it wasn't to be.
Honestly, that kind of stuff, while in theory is great, right now you don't want to put a bunch of kids in there. What if one of them gets sick? And you think you're doing a good thing for them and then you cause an issue. No, there's no reason to do any of this right now. There's no reason to have fans. There's no reason to bring in kids. Now, unless it's kids who are dying, you want to bring them in, what's the worst that could happen?
No. Yeah.
That I'm okay with. But anyway, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
We've said
this week. Looking forward to giving him the history lesson of the Six Flags over Texas. And all it was 6 American flags.
They made that change, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Hmm. Was it offensive to someone, I take it?
Yeah, one of those flags they didn't really like being out there, so...
Was it the Mexican flag that people didn't like?
Actually, I think it was the French flag.
Okay.
People were offended by croissants and
what's wrong with the Frenchies?
Canadians.
there's plenty wrong with them, and I think we all know that. But
that's all a French
accent. Now the flag that
Pepe Le Pew, I know that one too. Charlie will break down every pitch of every game.
Charlie also made a spectacular play in left center at his advanced age softball
thing
this weekend. Yeah, you should get out there and make a play.
I need to find something to do, but right now, in the
go out there and drop bombs on Charlie.
I can still swing that a little bit.
Get it, girl.
All right. Good one.
Thanks.
What the hell was I going to talk about now?
Your hey man bleeped that.
Oh, yeah.
Altuve is not a tall player. Same tweet. Oh, no. Player auto-corrected to the N-word. Oh, no. My career's over. And I saw you on social media. You were like, no, this isn't me. Was there ever any resolution to that?
No, and they still couldn't come up with. Oh, my bad.
It's all good.
you give me talking about this, man. I was trying to forget about all this, and y'all got me talking about it.
But over seven games.
Everyone's beatable.
They are. But over seven games, I still think the Lakers, the Clippers, the Bucks, and maybe the Raptors are going to be the hardest outs. And, you know, doesn't mean those teams can't lose, and they're going to have to at some point, because not all four of them can get to the finals. I'm not that bad at math.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. I don't know if I... Did you intentionally hold that one?
No.
It kind of sounds like you did.
It tastes like pizza, and I didn't... Oh, I had spaghetti for lunch.
Oh.
It's like, why does my burp taste like pizza, but it was spaghetti?
Why am I getting this? First off, my name is not Dorothy. I get a text, Dorothy, this is Bruce from Political Research 2020. Whom do you support? Reply, 1, Trump, 2, Biden, 3, undecided, 4, opt out.
4.
Man, maybe I should respond as Dorothy.
Maybe.
I just think that Biden is a sexy, sexy man, and I want to have sex with him and Donald Trump.
I don't think
so. I'm undecided.
What you want to do about sex?
I still say Marilyn Monroe, better resume than Cleopatra.
I think they have some shared.
They're probably so. Sisters. Yeah, and Raquel Welch.
I mean, Inuit sisters.
Inuit sisters. Yeah, come on. Can you dump that? Or is it too late?
Sorry,
we can't say that anymore.
Something called Taylor Jones is 8th in the order today and DHing.
That's John Bones Jones' brother.
No, that's Arthur Jones.
Or Chandler Jones.
It's both of those. Suck on that.
Hey, does anybody else think those $5 foot-long commercials are kind of vaguely sexual? Creepy in a way?
No, but I
because when the girl's holding her hands out for a foot long,
like measuring with her hands,
and the way the music goes, it's kind of like she's saying, this is what I want. Just me, I guess. Nobody else sees that.
Just you.
All right, fine. I've been to Evangeline Downs many times too. Il sans party. Love that. That's the best thing about Evangeline is the il sans party, which is that's the only other French phrase I know now that I think of it.
Your brother, well, you know, Leslie Le Bon Temps Roulé.
I knew the last part of that. I didn't know much about Leslie.
Leslie.
Yeah.
Stupid stuff we said this week.
Oh, fun week.
I think people like happy hour. We'll keep doing happy hour. Occasionally someone bitches at me about doing happy hour and they're not having fun. But I'm jaded in my old age as I turn 40 next week. To now I'm just like, I don't care what you think. You're not going to bring me down.
I think they're not fun people.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Well,
I'm not going to let them rain on my parade.
There was a lot of negativity today that I just ignored. Like, people even bitch about the Friday song still.
I hate those people,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's like, dude, just really?
Oh, you don't like the Friday song? Why don't you die in a fire?
How about you just let it run for 15 seconds and listen to the rest of the show and not worry about it? F*** that, dickweed. All right. I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Even the dickweeds. You know what? I want the dickweeds to have a great weekend. I want you guys to get laid and have fun and come back Monday and not be little bitches. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. Jerry Bo apparently is working all night. He's in there in the bullpen.
Thanks, Sierra Nevada, for the brew.
Yes, thank you, Gustavo. Thanks, Sierra Nevada. For until Monday, stay running free, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.